and thanks for tuning in. My name is Folia Grace, and I'm a Vice President of Applications Product Marketing here at Oracle and one of the hosts of this podcast series we call AppCast. Our goal is to help you get the most out of your Oracle applications by listening to thought leaders, customers, partners, and Oracle executives, along with commentary and opinions from me, your host. So here we go. I am very pleased to have with me today Rich Clayton, Vice President of Enterprise Performance Management and BI Solutions, and Annette Malotti, Senior Director of Product Marketing for Financial Applications here at Oracle. Welcome, Rich and Annette.
Thank you.
Thanks, Folia.
So today we're going to be talking about a very exciting topic, and that's the selecting the right solution for financial consolidation and reporting. Rich, let's get started with the basics. Can you provide a brief overview of today's challenges in financial consolidation and reporting?
Absolutely. You know, with the shock waves of Sarbanes-Oxley and many of the other regulations around the world, there's been many changes designed to improve the transparency of financial results and also to improve the quality that companies report to their shareholders and the external stakeholders. And really, the first is the demand for far more details, disclosures of the reports. In fact, a recent CFO research survey showed that 40% of CFOs believe that within the next 2 years, operational data is going to make up more than half of their financial reports. And you know, why is that? Well, it's because shareholders want a better understanding of the business. They want to understand the leading indicators. You know, so for example, in retail, they might want to look at same-store sales or safety metrics in utilities or churn rates in telecommunications. All of these are operational types of information. Also, a new SEC mandate for XBRL-based reporting is here. Starting in 2010, this year, it requires all of the large filers to tag all their financial statements with XBRL, including supporting schedules and footnotes. And you know, this can be really thousands of lines of data that our customers are going to have to report. Also, from an accounting perspective, it's also a pretty big transition to IFRS. With every CFO that I've spoken to, it's not really a question of if, but when this will take place. And as you know, there's over 100 countries today that have adopted IFRS, Canada and Brazil and U.S. Canada will be ahead of the U.S. in this regard. IFRS will make, you know, Sarbanes look like a small speed bump, in my opinion, in that there are many, many substantial differences between GAAP and IFRS, from inventory to financial, fair market valuation, asset impairment, and dozens of others. So bottom line, I think that, you know, really the situation we have now is that financial reporting is more complex. Investors are requiring more details. They have greater expectations. And of course, our finance customer has less resources to tackle that.
Indeed. So greater challenges, more data, more depth. So that's certainly a challenge. So Annette, can you tell us how some of this translates into what requirements customers now have for their financial reporting solutions and the various Oracle solutions that actually support them with those requirements?
Sure, Folia. Some of the key requirements in financial consolidation reporting include collecting and consolidating data, often from multiple and disparate general ledgers, also supporting multiple organizational structures, such as legal, management, or tax structures, currency translation, intercompany eliminations and reconciliations, minority interest calculations, consolidating acquired companies, what-if scenario modeling, and flexibility in reporting, including support for management, financial, and tax. So Oracle's general ledgers do provide support for many of these consolidation requirements. However, when you drill down and you discuss the consolidation capabilities that come standard in Oracle's financial solution, specifically in the general ledger, there are some key differences between PeopleSoft's general ledger and Oracle eBusiness Suite's general ledger. Because of these differences, what we're seeing is approximately 40 to 50% of the PeopleSoft customers use the consolidation capabilities within the PeopleSoft general ledger because of its comprehensive and stronger capabilities. For eBusiness Suite, about 10% of the customers use the consolidation capabilities within eBusiness Suite GL, and that's known as GCS, Global Consolidations system. On the other hand, when we take a look at Hyperion Financial Management, we call it HFM, it's a purpose-built financial close and reporting application that handles all consolidation and reporting requirements and is Oracle's strategic solution in this area. Therefore, customers evaluating ERP solutions should always consider HFM alongside Oracle's core financial solutions to more fully and completely address the complex reporting requirements. Customers who are currently using Oracle's ERP solutions with spreadsheets or other custom solutions to address financial close and reporting requirements should definitely be considering HFM as well.
And I just had a couple of comments on that. I think many of our customers are trying to transform their finance organization and achieve a world-class close. And there are several items I think that should be considered mandatory here. And first is the ability to consolidate financial and non-financial data, such as carbon emissions and energy consumption or headcount information, non-financial metrics. The other thing, is because of the multiple different types of reporting, is a very flexible environment that doesn't require, a PhD to learn. Very simple to use and purpose for that application. A third consideration is that the ability to develop those management disclosure and analysis and the footnotes to support the financial statements and run that scenarios that you described, whether it be from acquisitions or reorganizations. And the final thing I think folks should consider is that we really need to take an end-to-end view of the close process, and that is all the way through to filing to the SEC and other regulators, both the qualitative and quantitative type of information. So organizations, as I see it, today they're constantly trying to shave days or weeks in some cases from these close and financial process. And efficiency, includes not only a shorter cycle time, but actually doing more with less, because many of the companies I talk to have smaller staffs than they did a year or 2 years ago, all at the same time trying to simplify their compliance situation requirements. One of the things I noticed a while back is that Hackett Group is an organization that benchmarks companies, and they believe that, a lot of firms should be able to close their books in under 3 days. That would be considered a world-class environment. So when we look at the reporting and the presentation of data, for all types of data, of reporting that is necessary, whether it's statutory, regulatory, management, financial, all of these need to be done through a single purpose-built application without massive amounts of IT resources. And this is really where HFM has been successful in the marketplace and why people have used it.
Fantastic. So it sounds like HFM really provides significant value beyond what the general ledgers offer for financial consolidation. And I know traditionally most companies probably think about HFM adding that value in consolidating multiple general ledgers. But does HFM also add value in single instance general ledger environments?
Absolutely, Folia. I think HFM can really help our customers, even if they have a single instance of their financials. And there's really three reasons, I think, that our customers have chosen to use these together. First is that because it can collect and consolidate data that's outside of the ERP application, income tax, corporate tax, leasehold information, environmental data, maybe forecast information to do variance analysis. Secondly, it can help automate the generation of cash flow statements. If you have a very complex environment for reporting cash flow, very easy way to automate that and your SEC reporting. The third is really provides an excellent environment for doing what-if analysis, restructuring around lines of business or a different way to go to market, incorporating new acquisitions, and doing what-if. So I think it's very efficient at those types of things, even if a customer has a single instance. So if you look at that end-to-end process, I call it the record-to-report, from when a transaction is recorded to when results are reported to external organizations, what we typically find is there are dozens or hundreds of Excel files in that process. So, oftentimes what I say to our customers is I ask them to look at their 10Q or their external filings they make for their shareholders and do a gap analysis and determine how much of that data is really in their ERP application. And, even if it's 70%, which would be high, the customer still has to have a process for that remaining 30%. And if they're not using a purpose-built application like Hyperion Financial Management, they're likely using Excel. And Excel causes, you know, more risk, greater control weaknesses, and it's inefficient.
Definitely. So, Annette, maybe give us an example of a customer that's using HFM as an extension of a single instance general ledger.
Sure. McDonald's is actually a great example. Recently, I took a look at the 10Q for McDonald's to get a sense for their rationale to moving to HFM and eBusiness Suite Release 12 together. They are actually replacing a combination of Oracle Financial Analyzer, known as OFA, and custom Excel files for their financial reporting process. There happens to be many reasons why McDonald's chose HFM, including constant currency and prior period restatements, collecting statistical data, as Rich was just alluding to, for securities, marked market and market to corp, managing multiple hierarchies for same-store sales and doing detailed segment reporting. So you can see they're a great example of a single instance but have pretty complex reporting requirements.
It sounds like they're getting a ton of benefit out of HFM, but of course McDonald's is a very large, complex organization. In most of the cases that it's HFM is mostly used by these large, complex organizations?
Well, fully, it's actually both. You know, within the Fortune 50, 44 of those companies use HFM, but we have over 2,000 customers today, and hundreds of them are mid-sized organizations, 1 to maybe 3 billion. In fact, several of them, like Salesforce.com and Chemet Electronics, MacroVision, Geokinetics, even Freightcar America that manufacture train cars, you know, they're all revenues that are less than $1 billion in revenue. So HFM really is applicable to any publicly held company. They don't necessarily need to have a complex ownership structure or intercompany elimination requirements. They really just have to be public. I think that's because public companies have complexities. They have to manage the rules and regulations between U.S. GAAP. They've got to manage multiple different hierarchies, really, for management, tax, local statutory like the SEC. And, of course, then dealing with the inevitable transition to the International Financial Reporting Standards, or IFRS, in the coming years.
That's good to know. I certainly think that there's nothing but more complexity coming down the road, so it's good that HFM and General Ledger and all of our solutions are keeping up with that and helping customers get value. I'm sure that the customers are going to want to get even more information on this, and could you just let us know where they could find that information?
Absolutely. If they go to oracle.com and navigate to the EPM or BI homepage, there's information there about all of our enterprise performance management applications, as well as a link to our library of white papers and thought leadership. One of them includes a paper on choosing the right financial consolidation application, as well as papers on transitioning to IFRS, risk and uncertainty management, and a whole host of others, like our quarterly journal of management excellence, which is a great place to read articles from our executives, our partners, and customers on related topics.
Also on O.com, Folia, under applications, customers and partners can navigate to financial applications as well as our governance, risk, and compliance pages, where they'll find information on our general ledger and GRC products. And there they'll find white papers on topics such as financial governance, risk management, and transitioning to IFRS. Customers can also contact their Oracle account representative if they have questions or would like more information.
I also remember that we recently came out with a CFO portal, which might be of interest to our financials customers. I believe that's at oracle.com/CFO. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, well, great resources that you guys are putting out. So that's about all the time we have today. Thank you, Rich and Annette, for joining us for this interesting AppCast, and thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We have many more AppCasts available for you to listen to, and we'll continue to have new AppCast subjects each week. So if you haven't had a chance to tune in to other AppCasts, you can download a show from iTunes to your iPod, subscribe to an RSS feed, or go to www.oracle.com/AppCast and listen via your computer. Until next time, this is Folia signing off from Oracle headquarters in Redwood Shores, California.
You've been listening to an Oracle podcast.